Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 17. And all the congregation of the children of Yisrael departed on their journey from the wilderness of Sin, according to the command of Yahuwah, and camped in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people strove with Moshe, and said,
"Give us water to drink."
And Moshe said to them,
"Why do you strive with me? Why do you try Yahuwah?"
And the people thirsted there for water, and the people grumbled against Moshe, and said,
"Why did you bring us out of Mitzrayim?
To kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?"
Then Moshe cried out to Yahuwah, saying,
"What am I to do with this people? Yet a little, and they shall stone me."
And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
"Pass over before the people, and take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river, and go. See, I am standing before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall smite the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people shall drink."
And Moshe did so before the eyes of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah in Meribah, because of the strife of the children of Israel, and because they tried Yahuwah, saying,
"Is Yahuwah in our midst or not?"
And Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moshe said to Yahushua,
"Choose for us men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I am stationing myself on the top of the hill with the rod of Elohim in my hand."
And Yahushua did as Moshe said to him, to fight with Amalek. And Moshe, Aharon, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to be, when Moshe held up his hand, that Yisrael prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moshe's hands were heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aharon and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Yahushua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
"Write this for a remembrance in the book, and recite it in the hearing of Yahushua, that I shall completely blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under the Shamayim."
And Moshe built an altar and called its name Yahuwah Nisi, for he said,
"Because a hand is on the throne of Yah, Yahuwah is to fight against Amalek from generation to generation."